Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. Thanks for tuning in, and we're not going to dilly-dally around. There's no dilly-dallying. We're going right to the phones. We're going to talk to Melanie Willis-Williams of 702 Weddings. I believe that's the correct name for your company?
We are Vegas Weddings and Viva Las Vegas Weddings.
You are Vegas Weddings and Viva Las Vegas Weddings. So
yes, two wedding chapels in Las Vegas, but you know, Chicago's my hometown.
Cool. Well, welcome back, at least on the airwaves, at any rate. So it must be an interesting time in your industry in Las Vegas, because the licensing company that controls the name and image of the king is ordering chapel operators to stop using Elvis-themed ceremonies.
Yeah, it's a real bummer, to say the least.
Yeah.
You know? it's kind of crazy, because I've said it before since this came up, and I will continue to say it. You know, the Elvis wedding is synonymous with Las Vegas, and I believe the wedding industry has helped keep that legend alive, if you will, to a whole generation of people that never got to see Elvis in person or anything like that. You know, we've kept it really relevant, and it's a really iconic Las Vegas experience. So it's just crazy to me that now, after 44 years, we're talking about this.
Well, it is synonymous with Vegas. I mean, there are many things that are synonymous with Vegas. I don't need to list them all. But the image of Elvis performing in Vegas in that white suit, and then the plethora of wedding chapels that have Elvis impersonators who can actually, I guess, perform weddings. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, where else can you get that going?
Nowhere I know of.
And that's not the only wedding we do in Las Vegas. That's the unique thing about Las Vegas. And we spent a lot of time, you know, making sure everybody knew we're the wedding destination of the world. But the reality is, that is an iconic experience, and there is demand for that. It's just mind-boggling that it would start now, after we're all trying to recover from COVID.
And the cease and desist letter of the company said it will halt unauthorized use of Presley's name, likeness, voice, image, and other elements of Elvis Presley's persona in advertisements, merchandise, and otherwise. And
that's correct.
I agree with you. Why now?
Why now? Well, I have a working theory.
Okay.
And that is a big movie that's going to drop at the end of this month.
Right.
And they want to set a precedent, which I'm really happy for them. We were all kind of excited for that movie, to be honest with you. I mean, I think it's great, especially for Las Vegas. And we were excited for all the couples that would get to see him again, or the vow renewals that want to come after seeing that movie. But it's just unique timing, because it's 26 days before that movie launches. And again, you know, the Las Vegas Wedding Chapel community is built on small businesses, family owned and operated, that have been in the family for decades and have been doing this for a really long time. We're not prepared or even used to going up against corporate giants.
I guess not. Why would you be?
You're
getting couples together. They're getting married. You're not battling corporate giants. Come on.
No, not at all. And I don't know if people realize that. We're just, you know, we're just some small businesses out here trying to get people married. And, you know, this is what we do for a living. We love weddings that much, but there's no way to fight with those legal fees. I mean, it would be millions of dollars to fight this.
So is this actually enforceable now?
It is not enforceable at the moment. I can speak from us. We have just kind of asked for an extension at this time to even prepare our groupings. The timing for them was for a holiday weekend. Well, if you don't know, in Las Vegas, a holiday weekend means we're all doing weddings. I mean, we're working 24 hours, you know, at that point. So we weren't even prepared to get a response like, hey, hold on, could you give us 5 minutes to respond to you? Because it was just, it took us all aback, you know?
I'm talking to Melody Willis-Williams from 702 Weddings in Las Vegas. If you're just tuning in, a big corporation has issued a cease and desist order to anyone in Las Vegas who uses an Elvis impersonator in their wedding ceremonies. They're saying, nope, can't do that, no more, no how, can't use the likeness. And I think you're absolutely right. The timing of this move and the premiere of the Elvis movie that's coming out real soon, as a matter of fact, there's got to be a link, but I can't figure out why.
Well, money. That's the answer. That's always the answer.
Well, how does having Elvis Presley wedding chapels affect the money that would be made by the movie? I don't understand.
I think they're just trying to set a precedent with that movie dropping that they need to set a standard. Like, hey, if you're gonna, we're gonna bring him back. We know you guys have been doing it, but right. Now you need to basically pay in order to have this experience. I think they think that there's just millions and millions of dollars in this. That would not be true. And really, it's dream-crushing because you've got people who want to come in finally after 3 years of no travel, getting out. You've got people that want to come in from Spain and the UK, and this is their number one thing they want to do is have an Elvis wedding in Las Vegas, even if it's just for fun or as a vow renewal. So it really, I mean, it's just really kind of a dream-crusher, if you will.
No doubt. I have an article here that says the wedding industry generates $2 billion a year for Vegas. Does that sound right?
That's correct.
$2
billion. Yeah. Well, when you're doing about 100,000 weddings a year in Las Vegas, that's why we're the wedding capital of the world. That brings an average guest count in, and they are heads in beds, and they're going to have fun on the strip and do all those things. So the wedding industry, that's what you think. One of those things you were going to think of when you were thinking of Las Vegas is you think of weddings, Elvis, gambling.
Yeah.
You think of those things. Weddings is really important to the tourism industry of Las Vegas. So it's not just, hey, little small wedding chapel. It's, well, why would these people come if that's what they're going to come and book and we can't provide that service for them? You lose a whole market share of people that came for that experience.
There is part of this article that I find a little confusing in that Elvis-themed stage shows in Vegas are exempt from this, as I understand it, because, quote-unquote, impersonating someone for live performances such as shows is considered an exception under Nevada's right of publicity law. That sounds like a really fine line to me.
It's a very fine line. You know, that's why I need a lawyer, because I do weddings. But for us, you could argue that either way, that a wedding is both a live, with an Elvis impersonator, is a live show for
Absolutely.
Those folks that are coming in, because it's a one-of-a-kind experience that only we can deliver. And that it's a private event. So it's a hairy gray line.
A hairy gray line. I like that. This is Melody Willis-Williams from 702 Vegas Weddings, and we're talking about the fact that the people who own the rights to Elvis's image have issued an edict that says you can't have Elvis weddings anymore in Las Vegas. And the movie is coming out. Well, are you going to try to fight this in any way? I mean, I know you said the legal bills would be astronomical, but if the wedding business is worth $2 billion a year to Vegas, it would seem that it might be worth at least one shot.
Yeah, I think there's got to be, and again, we're in the preliminary stages. Like I said, you know, we believe we have kept the Elvis name relevant to a whole generation of people that don't know him, and we offer one-of-a-kind experiences. Fortunately for us, it's not the only brand of or type of wedding that we do, but still, we don't want to disappoint all those people. So in my opinion, I'm sure there's a way to work this out, but the way that they came in and how quickly and how aggressively they approached, we're, like I said, we're just family-owned and operated business. It was a very, very scary kind of a situation, and we're hoping the lawyers can sort it out quickly and swiftly so that, you know, it doesn't cost people jobs or
right.
even the tourism to Las
yeah.
Vegas. We're just hoping that we can sort this out as quickly as possible, and I felt it important to get the word out to the other wedding chapels. You know, it's a highly competitive market, but we were united during COVID and wrote our own protocols, and I think we should unite again and get the word out that this is just a big corporate giant trying to bully
yes.
a couple of mom-and-pop businesses around here.
Well,
we're just finding our footing.
You know, the lawsuits about images of personalities who have passed away usually are done to protect their how we interpret them, how we see them, but we've all lived through Elvis, you know? We know everything there is to know about what happened to Elvis. No one has,
I think so.
I mean, how could this possibly damage the reputation of Elvis Presley? I mean, how many years have there been Elvis chapels there in Vegas?
They were starting this when he was still alive.
Oh, my God.
But easily, this has been going on 44 years since his death because
wow.
he was such an icon. You know, there are chapels that are built exclusively around Elvis weddings, and then there are other chapels where that's just a part of what they do on a day-to-day. But again, you can only get this experience here.
Yeah.
It's not the same as having your brother dress up in Indiana in your backyard.
No, it sure isn't. You must have met my brother.
You've never seen anything until that pink Cadillac rolls into the chapel and Elvis starts singing "That's All Right." You know, there's no experience like it. It's a show and a wedding.
That's a performance right there, if
that's
you ask me. You know, Vegas is also known for high rollers, a lot of really rich people, developers of gigantic resorts and casinos. You would think that one or two or more would get together and come to your aid.
You would think, but as we found in COVID, we were all out there for ourselves.
Yeah, I know, but people stay at hotels when they come in for this and, you know, go to restaurants and casinos and avail themselves of other things that Vegas has. It's not just a separate entity. I would think someone with money would step forward and offer to finance a lawsuit or whatever terminology would be needed to fight this edict. I just can't believe that someone wouldn't do it.
Well, let me tell you what. I consider myself mostly a feminist, but I would be happy to be a damsel in distress in this moment.
Well,
please come to our aid.
So, what? Getting past Elvis for a moment, what does 702 Vegas Weddings, what is that?
That is our flagship location. We are actually just downtown, adjacent to where you get your marriage license in Las Vegas. We have stunning venues with our gorgeous wedding chapel and our gazebo, but we also have a fast lane drive-through. You can walk up or you can drive up. We also have a full banquet hall in here as well. I mean, I can marry about five or six people at one time if I'm really committed that day.
Melody, you have a great attitude, and I'll be rooting for you as this goes forward. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Have a great rest of your night.
You too. Melody Willis-Williams from 702 Weddings in Las Vegas, the company who has the rights to Elvis, says no more Elvis-themed weddings. I got part of this article here I didn't get to with her, but I'll do it anyway. One chapel last weekend had its Elvis impersonator change to a leather jacket, jeans, and a fedora for a rock and roll-themed ceremony. Well, you know, nothing says rock and roll to me more than a fedora. John Landecker, thanks for listening. 722 at 720 WGN.